Padre Kate here from RAF Brize Norton. Today we do our second pilgrimage day through Holy Week. And our reading today is a short reading from the Gospel of St. John. So I'll read it to you. It's from John chapter 12, the first 11 verses. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the house of Lazarus, whom he'd raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that she might have it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Well, it's a touching scene, isn't it? With a real poignancy for those who are in lockdown alone. Sharing a meal is such a basic expression of friendship. In today's reading, four friends gather at the table: Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and Jesus. I wonder, who do you long to share a meal with at the moment and why? The four friends gathered in this story are celebrating Lazarus, who'd been restored to life by Jesus. When you gather with friends in the future, just imagine your celebration and remember, Jesus is present at your table now and will be present at that table too. He is present in grief and present in joy. The other thing that leaps out of this story, at least for me, is the importance of touch. At the moment in our crematoria chapels, all the chairs are spaced out. People are separated from each other at an event when connection is so vital. Never before have I been so aware of the basic human need for touch. In this story, Mary offers her thanks to Jesus in the form of the perfume that she anoints his feet with. And then she wipes his feet with her hair. It's excessive, it's intimate, it's physical and connected. And meanwhile, there's Judas Iscariot banging on about her action being a waste of money, which could have been given to the poor. What we are told is that he wasn't really bothered about those in need. He was greedy and a thief. Judas is out for himself, a first century stockpiler, focused on all the wrong things. In our current crisis, we have the opportunity to reflect on what really matters: community, touch, being together. These themes jump out of this story. They matter to Jesus just as they matter to us. I take from this a strong sense that Jesus understands our present sadness and is with us in it. As we make our pilgrimage through Holy Week, let's promise never to take for granted the importance of friendship and physical connection. So a prayer for our second day as we journey through Holy Week. Today, God, we think of those we miss, those we long to eat with, those we ache to touch. We thank you for them, for each one, and ask for patience in our separation. Bless them with your presence, as you blessed Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Amen.